Hello and welcome. This is Diane Lake, your host, and I'm going to be sharing how you can understand and apply the prophetic through practical terms, practical ways, and practical means that make it relevant to everyday life so that you can prepare the way for the Lord's purposes to manifest in the earth. This is the podcast, Preparing the Way, the Practical Prophetic. Well, hey guys, welcome to episode number 52, titled How Your Prayers for Israel Make a Difference in Unlocking World Harvest. By way of introduction, this is a topic I've written about in article format a number of times, several at least, but recently I felt like the Lord highlighted for me that I'd never done it in a video or in a podcast episode format, either one. And over time, the Lord has added to this message. And as far as current events go, what began with Israel responding to the invasion of the Hamas terrorist army into Israel on October 7th, then in April expanded into a direct conflict between Israel and Iran. So obviously, prayer for Israel is very extremely important right now. As for background, we know that God chose a people out of all the nations of the earth for himself. So let's lay a foundation for this, because we want to know from scripture why we're to pray for them and what the effect will be when we do. God called this unique people his beloved nation, Israel. Israel means the one who prevails with God. Of course, Jesus, who came as a savior for the world, was a Jew born of the tribe of Judah. So now we're going to start going through a few scriptures, because number one, we want to know for sure that we're laying a solid foundation from scripture about our prayers for Israel. But also, when you pray and decree from scripture, that's the revealed word of God, his will revealed through scripture. So there is an extra power when you come into agreement with God's word and pray those prayers. The Bible tells us that the nation of Israel will endure for all generations. You find that in Jeremiah 32, 35 to 36. So let's read that in the Good Word translation. It says, "And I will dwell among the people of Israel and will not forsake my people Israel." According to scripture, all peoples of the earth are to bless God's beloved nation, Israel, and to pray for the peace of God to be upon that nation. We are told that those who bless Israel will be blessed. Genesis 12, 2-3 in the New King James Version says, "I will make you a great nation," God speaking to Abram. "I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed." Psalm 122, verse 6, again in the New King James, says, "Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love you." Isaiah 62, verses 6 and 7, New King James, "I have set watchmen on your walls, O Jerusalem. They shall never hold their peace day or night. You who make mention of the Lord, do not keep silent, and give him no rest till he establishes until he makes Jerusalem a praise in all the earth." So see, I'm giving you some verses that you can pray back to the Lord as his revealed will. That's a very powerful prayer. Now let's move from prayers that we can pray as far as protection and blessing for Israel and the Jewish people to the idea that I stated in my title, that your prayers for Israel and the Jews make a difference in unlocking world end time harvest. I once had a prophetic encounter, this was a number of years ago, in which the Lord reminded me that a critical element and key to unlocking the harvest is he plans for us to pray for the nation of Israel. I awoke one night to unusually clear and distinct revelation. I heard the Lord say, "People that pray for Israel receive a special blessing." And we know that according to Genesis 12:3, that's exactly true. After I heard that, I was given a series of specific scripture quotations and references. So that's unusual. That's more specific than I would ever normally expect to get. The first verse or scripture portion I got was Romans 11:11. The context for that verse is that it's a key passage concerning the restoration of Israel. As we know, they did not accept the Messiah when he came the first time. So the rest of scripture I was given concerns salvation, Hebrews 9:16-28, Romans 10:9, and Romans 5:8. Now I would really encourage you to go and study all these scriptures out, especially by the time we get through with this section, if this is something that you want to get deeper into, because I'm not going to read every single scripture. As I began to pray into this revelation and these scriptures, the dots began to connect for me, because praying for Israel's salvation is a vital aspect of releasing the harvest. And it's actually a message that the Lord had already given me, but he was expanding my revelation on it. The nation of Israel and the Jewish people play a critical role in worldwide revival. Certain important aspects of end time prophecies have already come to pass, like the founding of the State of Israel in May of 1948 and the liberation of the old city of Jerusalem in June of 1967. We know that those things were prophesied in Isaiah 66:8 and Luke 21:24. The increase of the messianic movement among Jews, both inside and outside of Israel, that has followed these events is documented. Romans 11:12 reveals that if the Jews falling away was riches unto salvation, in other words, after they rejected the Messiah, then the Gentiles and the rest of the world came into their fullness. That's what that verse says. Let's read it a little bit more accurately. I was kind of adding to it. Romans 11:12 states that if the Jews falling away was riches unto salvation for the Gentiles and for the world, how much more will their fullness be? In other words, when they do recognize that the Messiah came that first time as their Savior. Verse 15 says that if by their casting away the world was reconciled, their acceptance of the Messiah will be as life from the dead. That's a pretty drastic comparison, I would say. Something very good, being raised from the dead. And Ezekiel 36:23 declares that after Israel is restored, then, quote, the nation shall know that I am the Lord, quote. That's New King James. The increase of world revival, signs and wonders, and significant advances in evangelism that have followed the restoration of Israel, the land, that is, the nation of Israel, and the beginning of their return to the Lord are all well documented, as I've started to mention before. There's two resources, if you'd like to check this out for yourself, that I have found very helpful. The first one is titled God's Promises and the Future of Israel. That's by Don Finto, F-I-N-T-O. And Megashift by James Roots, R-U-T-Z. This brings the realization that there are specific things that will trigger the end time harvest. And I don't know how to tell you any more emphatically that one of these is prayer for the Jews. If you carry a burden for Israel or revival or the release of the end time harvest, any one or combination of these things, I would highly suggest you study all the scripture passages that I've just given to you and pray them over Israel. Pray that deaf ears may hear and blind eyes may see. Because as they return to the land and to the Lord, we will see the continued escalation toward an ultimate release of the total worldwide revival that the Lord has planned for us. And isn't that so exciting when you can come into agreement with his plans and help be an agent? That's why we talk about in the beginning of our podcast, we want to apply the prophetic so we can help the Lord's purposes be accomplished in the earth. For many years now, you can tell I've had a very personal assignment from the Lord to pray for the salvation of the Jews, that they would return to the land and to the Lord. Very specific assignment. And as we've discussed, people that pray these things receive a special blessing. And, you know, my hand's raised. I want to be someone who receives a special blessing from the Lord. I'm sure you do too. But little did I realize that I would come to have a far more vested interest in praying for the Jewish people than I had ever known, Because as it turned out, a couple years ago, my youngest son married a beautiful young Jewish woman. So needless to say, I am praying with brand new enthusiasm for the salvation of the Jews, not only for my young daughter-in-law, but for any future grandchildren and generations, and of course for her family. So honestly, when I pray, I think of my daughter-in-law, my future grandkids, future generations, family, whatever associated with that. I see that as a first fruits. I ask the Lord to give that as a first fruits. Just my interpretation in a personal way. Recently, while I was in a deep time of intercession for the Jews, I found myself praying and decreeing something, not from my mind, but from my spirit, from my heart. I don't know if you've ever had that happen where you're like, wait, what? What did I just say? What did I just pray? I don't know if that's happened to you, but in a deep place of intercession for me, it can. And I found myself repeatedly saying and praying this phrase, salvation has come to the house of Israel. That's powerful because we know that our God calls things that are not as though they are. So he's saying, it's coming, it's coming, it's here, it's accomplished, even though it's not. So that's exciting. So friends, as fellow joint heirs of Christ and a friend of the Jews, I invite you to join me in decreeing this. Not every time you pray for the Jews necessarily, but decree it, because what we do when we do that is we're bringing the will of heaven down, something that we've heard the Lord say, then we decree it in the earth realm, and that's very powerful. We become an agent who helps bring about the will and purposes of God that way. So I invite you to say that and decree that in your own prayer life, but I'm also going to invite you to say that here now with me. If you're listening or you're watching, let's say that phrase together, okay? Salvation has come to the house of Israel. Let's do it again. Salvation has come to the house of Israel. One more time. Together we decree, Lord Jesus, salvation has come to the house of Israel. Yes and amen. Let it be so, Lord Jesus, according to your will. Well, thank you for listening to this podcast, Preparing the Way, the Practical Prophetic. If you did enjoy today's episode, then please subscribe to our show and please rate and review it on iTunes, because your positive review helps us reach more people with our message. And please visit our website at www.starfireinternational.com. Be sure to sign up for our newsletter there, and you can also donate, read our latest articles, and keep up to date with us on all of our social media sites there. So thanks again for listening and watching, and I'll see you next time. God bless you.